It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船西下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。You're with Rose and Brian in Use English.
That's right. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
I'm feeling a little bit exhausted, actually.
And why is that?
I did sleep...for pretty long last night, but I had a real long dream as well.
Really? So tell us about your dream.
I don't really remember the details of that
dream. How are you going to say that you had a long dream and you don't remember?
Because I remember that was a very, very exhausting dream. Don't really remember every detail, but, you know, it actually considered my favorite game of snooker.
Oh.
You probably don't know anything about it yet, but I was...kind of working with my tip of my cue, like, for a long, long, long time. I don't know for how long. Yeah, maybe because I was thinking about playing snooker before I was sleeping. So.
Oh, I see. Well, actually, I went to sleep. Okay, let me tell you something really funny. Mm-hmm. So I remember very vividly, I started to dream last night as I started to drift off. I started to dream, but my dream actually was turning into a nightmare very quickly. Yeah, it was. No, I remember exactly what I was dreaming about, but my nightmare, it was turning into a nightmare very quickly. And right at the time that it was about starting, right before it got really scary, I got a text message on my phone, and I'm a very light sleeper, so I said, okay, I'm going to use this opportunity to wake myself up a little bit and start dreaming all over again. So in the middle of my dream, I said, no, 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 this cannot happen. No, no, no,
no. You really had a lot of internal struggle.
I do, I guess.
Okay, I'm dreaming. Oh, wow, this is not going well.
No, this is not going well.
So hey, there's a text message. I'm going to wake up.
Exactly. So I started to wake myself up. I got it, and the only reason I checked my message was because it was a way to wake myself up, or else I wouldn't have checked it. But anyway, so I started to wake myself up a little bit, and I said, okay, let's get rid of this, get rid of that dream, get rid of that dream. And then I started to dream again, and it started to be pleasant. But I seriously was able to stop myself in the middle of a dream because I knew where it was heading. I knew it was going to get really scary.
好吧。可能大家都有过这种情况啊，做梦，当然不管是做好梦、做噩梦都会有过。但是梦这种东西呢，我们都说日有所思，夜有所梦，所以每个人梦到的东西也不一样。But dreams, they're very interesting. You know, although we call them dreams, but there are good ones and bad ones, and bad ones being nightmares. I had those too, but I'm a very, very deep sleeper.
Oh, really?
I'm a heavy sleeper. So, after I'm asleep, it takes more than a really loud thunder to wake me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I seldom have dreams.
Oh, really?
Which is, I don't know if it's good or bad. Good, probably enhances my sleep quality. Bad, any possible way, I don't know.
Oh, I see. Well, actually today what we're going to discuss are the interpretation of dreams. And we're not really going to talk about nightmares. I can't really say we're not going to talk about nightmares because it depends. If you could be dreaming of something and one could mean a nightmare and it could still mean...turn out to be something good.
This is actually discrimination, isn't it? Why are bad dreams called nightmares? They're also dreams.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
有好梦啊，有噩梦，每个人都有过。但是我本身这个人做梦就很少，所以我也不去想说这些梦到底都意味着什么。But some people do, you know. Some people they would have dreams very often, and they would, you know, not be able to help themselves thinking, what do all these dreams mean?
Yeah. So these dreams, I love interpreting dreams just because.I don't know. I always dream so vividly. I always remember my dreams. And they have a huge effect on, you know, to be honest, dreams are basically our subconscious. They're telling us that something's good, something's right, we need something or we don't have enough of something. And so basically, if you remember your dreams, they don't just come out of nowhere. It actually is deep into your subconscious.
Well, scientifically, dreams are merely reflections of what you've experienced, what you've been thinking、
right.
while you're awake.
That's right.
Right. But it doesn't have to be like things that happen on the day.As Rose said, it's all about the subconscious. And subconsciousness, it can, you know, store a lot of things that you wouldn't realize.
Right.
It can go back to maybe 10, 15 years ago, or sometimes it goes into the future. Really? I don't know.
Maybe. But you know what, though? Actually, talking about those things, there are actually things that I've dreamt about a few years ago that I remember specifically,and those things actually happened to me, like 2 years later.
I think a lot of people have that, too. You know,
really?
I think scientists also have an explanation for that. I don't remember what it is.I have those, too. You know, something seemed to have happened exactly as what I have dreamt.So that happened on me as well, especially when I was younger. Didn't really happen a lot these days. Couldn't explain why that was happening. But yeah, those are still reflections of your subconsciousness.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, let's talk about some symbols. Let's start with something pleasant.
Symbols, okay.
Yeah. How about kissing?
Okay. Never really dreamed about that.
Yeah.But let me tell you what it means. It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. It may mean, may suggest wish fulfillment, like you have a wish that you really want to happen.You know, because when you, like, really think of kissing someone, you're kind of like, oh, I wish that would happen. So I think it's just wish fulfillment. And it doesn't necessarily mean kissing. It could mean, oh, I wish I had this, or I wish I had something that was pleasant for me. It could also represent the merging of two different aspects of yourself.So basically, like, when you kiss someone, you sort of connect, right? So if you dream of kissing, you're basically connecting two parts of yourself that are coming together.
So you're kissing yourself.
No! Oh, God. Oh, Brian, you're going to make this difficult, aren't you?
Oh, all right. Well, okay, it kind of makes sense. So if I, my wish is to become rich, let's say to become a billionaire,So I could just keep dreaming about kissing, what, 100 quiet bills?
Oh, God. Jeez Louise, no, I don't think so.
So I can emerge myself with the other part, which is bills.
Okay, whatever you say, Brian. Okay. You're so funny.
I'm just trying to mess it up.
I know you are. Well, kissing actually can represent self-love or acceptance. Like you love yourself, you feel pleased with yourself.
Well, okay. I think I love myself pretty much, but I never dreamt about kissing anyone. Maybe
really?
I don't really love myself as I thought
I did. I was just
going to
say, maybe you don't love yourself. Maybe that's what that is. Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to something that's a little maybe easier for you to understand, Brian.
Okay,
so that would be dreaming about a mansion.
A mansion. Mansion 是什么意思呢？大厦啊，大楼。Well, that's funny. I've never dreamt of a mansion either, I don't think.
Really?
No. What does it represent?
Okay, so a mansion actually symbolizes your greatest potential and growth, and it could also symbolize your physical body. Yeah, so maybe physical growth, a mansion, maybe you're getting bigger, maybe there's something bigger you want, maybe you're running a business, and this is a mansion sort of describes how big you want to see yourself. It doesn't mean you want to buy a mansion, it just means how big you really want to see yourself.
So once I dream about the summer palace, I really should start my own business.
I would think so.
That's
Have you had a dream about the summer palace?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, dreaming of a baby. What do you think this might mean?
Dreaming of a baby, you know, there's a very, very funny explanation in the Chinese, not mythology, but Chinese ideology.
Is Chinese mythology?
Not mythology, but ideology.
Like, tell me, what do you think?
It's not what I think. It's just a funny saying that if you dream about a baby in Chinese, that would be a small person.
Okay.
So a small person in Chinese also means something that's snaky.
Snaky, really?
So you would have someone that's, you know, trying to set you up behind you. Then you would dream about this little person, which is a baby.
Oh, wow.
That's from the
ancient
Chinese
ideology. Maybe like fake innocence? Kind of like that? Fake innocence.
Could be. I never really thought about it. So what does it symbolize in our lesson?
Well, it symbolizes... Okay, so it can represent an immature aspect of yourself or a new aspect of yourself that is trying to mature or develop.
That's a lot better.
Yes. It could also symbolize a part of you that is feeling neglected or needs to be nurtured, loved, and accepted by yourself.
All right.
Okay, but I will tell you that I think from, also, it depends on your age. I think if you're like between 30 and 40 and you're having dreams like this, I think you actually really desire...
I think
you desire to have a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of what this means.
Yeah, that's, I think, what we should say in advance, that these interpretations are only part that people have discovered. You could also have a lot of other things related to your dreams that we haven't discussed about, but don't worry about it. That's just natural. 所以说这个梦啊，我们说这个日有所思，夜有所梦，梦都是我们日常生活的一种反应。当然梦到的东西呢，有可能和这种特别的事件有关，比如说我们生活当中的某个方面。所以这种解释呢，有的时候听起来也挺有意思的啊。当然也许每个人有自己的解释，都没有关系啊，就且听吧啊，且听听也没有什么坏处，而且可以去思考一下，也许跟自己的生活确实有实际相关。All right, I've never dreamed of a baby, nor a mansion, or what was the first one we discussed?
Kissing.
Kissing.
Yeah.
I never dreamed about
all
of these.
Well, Brian, this doesn't make any sense that you'd say I don't remember because you don't ever remember your dreams. So how do you know what you dreamt about?
Well, I don't remember my dreams, but I remember what are not in my dreams. And also, I told
what?
You...
What? How does that make any sense if you don't remember your dreams?
I really don't dream that much. So there is only one dream, actually a nightmare, that I remember until this day. I think I told you about it when I was a little boy. I'm dreaming about chased by a pack of wolves.
Oh, maybe they were hungry and they wanted to eat you. They wanted Chinese food.
Very funny. So I was chased and chased by this pack of wolves, and eventually one of them jumped onto me, and that was the end.
Oh, did you, like, wake up screaming?
Yeah,
like a baby?
Not screaming, but but I woke up full of sweat. But that was the end, and I had that dream in 3 consecutive days. Same dream.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this, and this is the only dream you actually remember having.
That's the only one I remember until this day. I know I still had other dreams after I grew up, and also within maybe a couple of years, mm-hmm. but I don't remember what they are.
I see. Interesting.
Find that topic for me, wolves.
Okay, wolves. I will, actually. I will do this.
Okay,
so we'll do the wolves at the end of the show.
All right.
Mm. So the next one is flying. We've discussed flying before, but flying has so many meanings, so I want to make sure to hit it again. Okay? Mm. So what does it mean when you dream about flying? Well, did you know that flying dreams are one of the top 10 dream themes reported by dreamers and may symbolize feeling high, being happy in general, or feeling good about something specific in waking life?
I know that I daydream of flying a lot.
What? You know what, though? When I was younger, I used to dream all the time that I could fly because my mom would make us walk really far to school and really far home, either when it was really cold or really hot. And so I was like, oh, man, I wish so badly there were flying unicorns that would come and stop and put us on their back and take us home, and we would not have to walk home. And it never happened. So I'm a little disappointed, but... I dream of flying all the time, and I think part of it is success. I remember specifically a time where it was really, really dark, and I was with my family. They could fly a little bit too, but every time I dream of myself flying, or if other people can fly, I can always fly higher than them. Mm. But specifically a few years ago, I had a dream where it was dark and it was nighttime, and I was flying so high I basically couldn't stop myself. It was uncontrollable. So. It wasn't one of those really good, I feel good, I can fly dreams. It was one of those dreams where it was uncontrollably high.
And it got colder and colder.
No.
No, are you going?
No. And I just could not, like, you know, I just couldn't stop myself.
Hmm.
And I don't know what that meant, but, yeah.
Well, I don't think I've ever dreamt of flying, but, you know, I would picture this almost every single night when I'm drifting, that... I wear an archangel with a huge blade in flame.
Okay, so archangels, that's religious.
I know.
You're not religious, though.
No, it's actually, I'm not religious, but that was actually a picture from a game.
Oh, got it.
So I was the angel with a huge blade in flames and diving down from the sky. I don't even know who the other party was. Was it an archdevil or something else? But I would picture this not every single day, but very, very often when I'm drifting into my sleep, which is funny, but I never dreamt about it.
Wow.
Hmm.
That sounds kind of scary. Well, you know what? According to my dream, remember how I was just telling you a dream how I flew so high that I was uncontrollable? You know, it says that... it could flying could indicate that you're feeling in control of your life and your emotions. So I think if I flew so high, I probably felt out of control.
Mm.
You know, because I couldn't control, I couldn't stop.
Mm.
So it was probably that. God, but dreaming of an archangel, that's interesting.
Mm.
You know, to be honest, I never really have religious dreams, and it's because I'm religious in real life. So for me, if I dream of something religious, it's actually going to turn into a nightmare because I, you know, grew up religious, and I know the difference between, like, heaven and hell, I guess, and purgatory and stuff like that. So if I'm dreaming of God or Christ, it must be because something in my dream, I'm trying to, like, get rid of something evil in my dream. And so I don't want to dream of either.
好吧。
Yeah.
这个每个人的梦啊都各有不同，有的人的梦会非常非常的神奇，甚至有可能我们有很多这个比如说聊有关于梦境的话题都聊不到，就这个梦会特别特别的奇怪，非常非常的特殊，也有可能会有它自己的含义，或者说是呢，如果你依据这个梦去反检自己平时的生活，可能会找出蛛丝马迹。 But we're not going to talk, you know, every aspect of your dreams because we can't really do that. But we're giving you some, like, typical examples.
Yeah.
That maybe more people would dream of. And see if that works with you. Mm-hmm. See if this is a real reflection of your life. And until this moment, no, not for me, because I don't really dream that much anymore.
How do you mean dream that much?
I could maybe have one dream per month.
You know what's so crazy is I actually used to be excited. I'm actually excited sometimes to go to sleep.
About having dreams?
Yeah, I love having dreams. It's because I can feel so free and... because I pay so close attention to my dreams, I can actually sometimes control them. I think I told you this last time too, while I'm in my dream, I can actually control them a little bit.
Mm.
So depending on how I feel, I know how to control them as I'm sleeping, which is so strange, but I don't know, this is just how it is, you know, so.
Well, not to let you down, I think everybody has that ability, more or less.
Darn.
Yeah.
I think they do, but not consciously, which is weird because dreams are subconscious. But I can consciously, in my dreams, control
them. If you're in your dream, how do you know you're consciously controlling your dream?
Because I figured out many years
ago. How do you know that's not a dream out of a dream?
It is not a dream out of a dream. This is not Inception, okay?
Hey.
But, you know, long time ago I figured that based on... It's not really controlling what I say, but I can control how I feel in my dreams.
Mm.
If I can control how I feel and how I think, then the dream will actually shift according to if I can control how I feel and how I think. If I say, no, this is really what I want, instead of even though I'm really scared, I can actually shift how, I mean, I can actually shift it. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but...
No.
You know, I don't know. I found this weird that I can actually control things.
I do that too.
Dream, yeah.
I think everybody does that more or less because, you know, your subconscious will influence your dream one way or another. Like, I used to have dreams. I don't remember the details, but like when my family is facing dangers.
Yeah.
Like when my wife is in trouble. And, you know, I probably my subconscious would know this is not what I would like to happen. So something good will happen out of the bad.
Yeah.
Like I'll suddenly become the hero or maybe someone else will come to the rescue, things like that. So this will happen to most people, I believe, maybe more or less depending on your ability to control your dreams.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, let's talk about the lack of flying. If you're having trouble flying the opposite.
Okay,
if you find yourself unable to fly only a few feet off the ground, it's an indication that something is holding you down or holding you back in life. And this is true because there's sometimes, it's so strange. I don't know if it was a few months ago or a few weeks ago or whatever, but I had this dream.
You wanted to fly in your dream, but you couldn't?
Okay, thank you, but let me finish.
All right.
So I had this dream where everybody from my entire life, which is so strange, people from my childhood, people from high school, people that I met in Spain.
All flying?
No,
why am I not?
Stop it! So people from my childhood, people from some of the sports I was involved in, people from my school, people from high school, people from college, people from like different parts of my life that are not connected at all that I remember, they were all in one dream in one area, and I had a dream that I was flying, and I wanted to show them that I could fly, but you can't really say to someone, I can fly, right? You have to show them. So in my dream, I was like, okay, instead of saying it, I'm going to show them. So I started to sort of fly a little bit high, and everyone was like, oh my God, that is so awesome. So it was so funny because I was flying not so high, and then I figured that other people could fly a little bit around me. But the good thing is I could fly the highest. So weird. I think that's just a subconscious thing telling me I want to be the best, and it's sort of a competitive dream.
That's just your ego, I guess.
I think so, too. I know. All right, so let's move on from flying.
All right.
Okay.
Well, flying is actually a good one.
It is a very good one. It is a very good one. But let's move on to some really strange ones, okay? So we have flying, and we have kissing, and we have good things, right?
Those were strange enough.
Yeah. Let's talk about zombies. So what does it mean to be
zombies?
Zombies! Brian, you should know because you play video games.
Well, this is probably the strange dream that anyone could ever have.
It is.
Dream of zombies.
But listen to this. What does it mean to dream of zombies? Well, in movies, books, and video games, zombies are known as the undead, right? They're being shown detached from others and without emotion. They have no purpose or goals in life. So in your dream, I think a zombie represents aspects of yourself or others that exhibit these same characteristics. So basically it sort of means that you're just floating, going through life, not really with any emotion, any fun, anything really. You're just floating through life.
So you're only surviving, not living your life.
Pretty much.
Okay. Fortunately, I've never dreamt of zombies. But zombies, they're not always, you know, depicted in the same way. Watch Warm Body.
I have. Okay, so that was like, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it. I know it's supposed to be like the opposite, where a boy turns into a zombie, then he slowly comes back to life.
But it's
but
very
it's like
strange,
a comedy, though. Right?
I don't know. It's not really a comedy. Maybe you can call it a light comedy, but it's just a random movie, but it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Not only the message it delivers, it's sort of like, you know, maybe you can become a bad person in one way or another some point in your life, but you can, whatever situation you're in, you can try your best to become good again. I guess that's the message it delivers.
Yeah.
But it's the first time that I see zombies depicted in a good way in any movies or, you know, TVs. So it's a funny little one, but I've never dreamt about zombies in my dreams. Good for me.
Good for you.
Anyone has?
Oh,
by the way, you know, there's a big difference between Chinese and Western zombies.
What is the difference?
I'll tell you next time. It takes too much time.
All right. Okay, let's talk about one more, which is the whale.
Whale?
Yes, a whale, which for me, dreaming of whales and underneath water, actually, I have very, very vivid dreams about the two, which is flying and water. Flying sometimes, I'm sorry, when I'm in water, sometimes the water's clear and I can see underneath, and sometimes the water's very dark and I can't see underneath it. And I know both are very symbolic. However, I've never dreamt of a whale. And if I have, I know that it wouldn't be good just because of how I think of, you know, animals under the water anyways. Like something's bigger than you and it's underneath and it's just not a good feeling.
I dreamt of whales.
Okay, tell me what your dream means.
The region.
What?
The country whales.
On that note, the show is over.
Yeah. Well, as we say that all these different dreams, you might have different interpretation towards it, but, you know, you can share it with us as well. We're just trying to be interesting with our dreams here. These are not really that scientific, so, you know, don't feel offended if you think, you know, we're telling lies. 所以说这个解梦啊，这只是为了这个算什么呢？有趣吧，没有任何科学的依据。但是呢，有的时候我们的梦确实和我们的现实生活有这样或者那样的联系，我们可以尝试着去解读一下，自己给自己解读，恐怕是最准确的。All right, I guess this is the end for this show.
Yes, this is it, Brian. Thank you for your interpretation of whales.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for being with us. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Then I put on my clothes.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
嘿，你知道吗？北京电台首届听友节圆满收官啦。
真的吗？什么时候？
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动收官派对将于9月26日盛大开启喽。
精彩表演，嗨翻全场，福利奖品送到手软，还有听众喜爱的名牌栏目颁奖典礼点燃全场最高潮。
哇哦，惊喜不断，好戏连连，北京电台听友节收官大 party， 不见不散哦。活动详情请关注微信公众号听友吧。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一助学助老助富募善款献爱心全动力。2016共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
when you left and left me here so alone.